好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是让我的子民走。
The sermon title today is Let My People Go.
我们讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给主。
Before preaching, let's just pray to God.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
这段经文的感受是令人震撼的。
So the scriptures that just give us that such is so shocking.
因为我们听见上帝亲自在说话。
Because we heard God just talk by himself.
他所说的话是关于我们的。
The words he said, it's all about us.
是关于他的选民的。
It's regarding his chosen people.
关于每一位相信跟随他的人。
It's regarding to everyone who want to follow God.
我们曾经是如羊走迷。
We used to be the one which has gone astray.
个人偏行己路。
Which has gone the wrong way.
都陷在自己生命当中的埃及地不得自拔。
And we also just fall into this place of the Egypt, we just could not just get out of it.
却因着上帝的一句吩咐说，让我的子民走。
Just by God's that His command, let my people go.
他命令这些敌基督。
God commanded the Antichrist.
命令埃及的法老王。
And he commanded the Pharaoh of Egypt
让他的子民离开埃及
to let his people leave Egypt.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
我愿意跟随你。
I want to follow you.
我愿意永永远远地跟随你。
I want to follow you forever.
以至于你的命令一下来，凡属于你的人都跟随你的脚中走。
So that once you give the command, and the people belong to you will follow your footsteps.
跟随主的脚步。
Follow God's steps.
行走天路。
Walk on the heavenly path.
就是那窄路。
That's the narrow path.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
阿们。
阿们。
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
呀，主的恩典够我们用。
God's grace is sufficient for us.
他说要让我的子民走啊。
God said, let my people go.
啊，神用第一人称来吩咐这个世界。
God just said that it was the first person.
其实在这七节经文当中有许多很宝贵的教训。
Actually, in these seven verses, there are many valuable lessons.
只是今天我们会比较多的集中在让我的子民走这一点上。
However, today we will focus more on the theme, let my people go.
也盼望弟兄姐妹借着今天讲到的主题。
And I hope just through the theme of today,
帮助我们与神建立一个美好的关系。
To help us to build a relationship of faith with God.
那可是信心的关系啊。
And it's a relation of faith.
我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
去告诉法老。
Go and tell Pharaoh.
这里神是在建立摩西，对吧？
Here, God is building up Moses.
他帮助摩西有信心与勇气面对法老。
Helping him gain the faith and the courage to face Pharaoh.
而面对法老的本质正是面对摩西自己的软弱，对吧？
And in fact, facing Pharaoh's nature is that just facing one's own weakness.
我们来看一看圣经是如何描述耶和华吩咐摩西去告诉法老的呢？
Let's see how God commanded Moses to tell Pharaoh.
首先，我实在眷顾了你们。
First, God said, I have surely seen your affliction.
这里上帝在讲什么呢？
What is God talking about here?
有没有发现神眷顾人还要人来提醒？
Did you notice that God's that remembrance of his people and his need just to remind and emphasize it?
那神为什么要如此这般的强调呢？
How come God just emphasize about that?
很简单，因为是人的忘恩负义啊。
Very easily, and it just revealed humanity's tendency toward ingratitude.
以色列人在埃及住了四百多年。
The Israelites had lived in Egypt for over 400 years.
恐怕已经忘记谁是耶和华了吧。
Perhaps they had already forgotten who God was.
想想埃及生活的这个丰盛啊。
So look at the abundance of life in Egypt.
无论是河鲜海味都是如等的美味，对吧？
And the seafood, and it's just so rich.
Yeah, 我们想一想，埃及的生活是何等的高大上的文化与建筑，对吧？
So the life in Egypt, it's just the grand architecture and the refined culture.
使得当时住在埃及的以色列人有怎样的感受呢？
So that the Israelites who live in Egypt, they have the kind of feeling that
会不会也感受到，哇哦，厉害了，我的国呀！
David just feel that what a great nation we are.
厉害了，我的埃及国呀！
What a great nation our nation Egypt is.
想一想埃及的装备、埃及的武器、埃及的五 G、六 G 和许许多多的新黑科技，对吧？
Just think about all those those high tech in Egypt.
呀，埃及当时的战马、铁车。
And Egypt the chariots and the war horses.
呀，使得当时包括以色列人在内，所有居住在埃及的人，仿佛都拥有一个共同的埃及梦，会不会啊
？So those just gave everyone living there, including the Israelites, a shared Egyptian dream.
呀，一看现在建了这么多高楼大厦。
So they do have high rise building.
呀，地铁、高铁都改变了。
And all those transportation has been changed.
呀，从埃及到什么地方，那高铁一飞就过去了，对吧
？So in Egypt, it was all the transportation just that, and it just so fast and quick.
啊，今天我们住在任何国家，可能也难免会有这种感受和骄傲。
So just like us, and today we may just feel proud of that.
使得以色列人当时也会感觉，哇，我也拥有一个埃及梦啊！
It just makes the Israelites maybe they feel like, oh, I also have a dream of the Egypt.
请问我们今天作为上帝的儿女
，So for us being God's children today,
我们会不会也有一个好像一个伟大的梦想在我们的现实中间呢
？Do we have some kind of so-called like the great dream in our life?
是不是一听到什么"一带一路"，好像跟我们都有很多热血沸腾的关系呢？
And when you think about, heard about those slogan called the one road and one path, and do you just feel proud of it?
这种感受可能就是当时住在埃及的以色列人难免受到的一些试探、诱惑和影响吧。
So this may be kind of the temptation and the influence for those Israelites who lived in Egypt.
但是他们想不到的是，神仿佛是劈头盖脸给了他们一句话。
However, I think out of their expectation, and God just said that.
上帝说，我看见埃及人怎么对待你们了。
God said, I have seen that how the Egyptians are oppressing you.
上帝说，他知道法老怎样去拆教堂、毁拉比、酷刑长老，神都知道。
So what the Pharaoh just tore down the synagogue, destroyed the rabbi.
当年的大卫也很好奇啊。
David just too. He just once wondered.
这个哥利亚到底是谁呀
？And who the Goliath is?
他怎么敢在永生神耶和华的军队阵前骂阵呢
？So how could they just dare to just mock before the army of the living God?
难道神真的可以轻慢的吗
？Can God be treated with contempt?
这些都是些什么人呐
？So who are they?
属神的人会很好奇的。
God's people will be very curious.
怎么敢把西安教会的牧师金明日牧师等等30多个传道人都给抓到监狱里面去？你谁呀？就这么敢轻慢神吗
？So who are you? How dare you are? And to just arrested like a 30-some the pastors that are from the church of Xi'an.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
难道你面对西安教会的弟兄姐妹在受苦，你无动于衷吗
？Do you just feel indifferent？To the churches of the Xi'an and what they just being just persecuted.
或者你觉得这对你来讲都无感呢、啊，无关呢、啊
oh, ？Do you just think it has nothing to do with you?
其次，我实在要带领你们呢、啊。
Secondly, God says, I will surely bring you up.
其实神不但是看见，他也说了。
God not only sees but also declares.
他是要将你们从埃及的困苦中领出来呀、啊。
God said, "I will bring you out of the misery of Egypt."
可能以色列人听到有这么好的消息，也会感到高兴啊，会不会啊
？Hearing such good news, the Israelites might have felt overjoyed.
心想真好，这下子可以躺平了。
Thinking wonderful now, we can just finally relax.
有神来带领我们走啊。
God will just take us up.
难道不是吗
？Isn't that right?
我们祖先的神。
And the God of our ancestors.
不就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神和雅各的神吗
？So isn't he God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob?
呀、yeah, ，他带领我们离开这个鬼地方。
And he will just go. He's going to lead us out of this the dreadful place.
以后再也不用每天打那么多砖了。
And there's no more endless brick making.
想想也是真的吃了很多苦啊。
And also the bitter labor.
但是再往下听就发现不对了。
But as they listen further, something seems off.
虽然是牛奶与蜜之地啊。
Yes, it is a land flowing with milk and honey.
哎，怎么还住着其他人呢？
Yet it is already inhabited by others.
而且这些人是被神称为是迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人。
God himself just called it the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, and the Amorites, and Perizzites, Hivites, and the Jebusites.
而且上帝说迦南地是这些人的地呀。
And God said,The land of Canaan, and that's belong to them.
有的时候我设身处地的想一想当时以色列人的想法。
So if I'm just wearing their shoes, and I just can't kind of think about that.
会不会心里面也犯些小嘀咕呢
？So maybe we just also have the concern.
上帝，你几个意思啊
？So God, so what do you really mean?
你一方面说把应许之地分给我们，赐给我们。
On one hand, you say you will give us the promised land.
另一方面，这个地原来就是有人的，有原地主的呀。
On the other hand, the land already occupied just by others.
说白了，原来就是要我们去抢人家的地呀。
So meaning that we have to take someone else's land.
这可如何是好，情何以堪呢
？So how could that be? How should we do about this?
但神的确是如此说的，怎么办呢
？Indeed.That is exactly what God said. So what now?
我记得我刚信主的时候就 block 在这里，停在这里，我不容易过这关呢。
I remember when I first believed in God, I was just kind of pause just at that the same situation.
我不知道这会不会也是你的困难。
So, brother, sister, I don't know if this is also your difficulty.
那最后你们要去见法老王。
Finally, you must go and meet Pharaoh.
那牛奶与蜜之地。那还是远虑啊，对不对
？So the land flowing with milk and honey is still a distant hope.
那他们的近忧就是现在就要去见法老王了。
While the immediate concern is facing Pharaoh himself.
摩西一听什么，要我去见法老王
？When Moses heard this, and he must have thought, what?
这怎么可以嘛
？How could that be?
我离开埃及都40年了。
I have left Egypt 40 years earlier.
现任的法老，或者是我的兄弟，或者是我兄弟的子孙啦。
By now, the reigning Pharaoh might be my brother or one of my brother's descendants.
难道我不单只是要去迦南地抢地，还要在埃及去争夺王位吗
？Do you want me not only just to grab at the land of Canaan, also do you want me to compete for the throne?
耶和华神就对摩西说：“你别误会了。”
Then God just told Moses, "Then don't misunderstand."
你没有必要去争夺一个世俗的王位啊。
You're not going to just seize and the earthly throne.
你本身就是天上的王子啊。
And you're already the prince on heaven.
难道你不知道有一天你要与基督一同作王来审判这个世界吗
？Don't you know one day you will just reign and together with Christ to judge the world?
呀，你就跟着我一起去行走天路吧。
Just follow me. Let's walk on the heavenly path.
现在你要对法老这么讲。
So now you need to tell Pharaoh this.
你就告诉他。
Tell him.
耶和华希伯来人的神遇见了我们。
The Lord, the God of the Hebrews,
留意啊，不是我们遇见了神，是神遇见了我们。
And it's the Lord just he met with.
就是说，是上帝主动来寻找摩西的。
And then it was God's initiative to find Moses.
而不是摩西，哎，去哪里很聪明就找到了神，人找不到神的。
Instead of Moses to find God.
那遇见了我找我干什么用呢
？And then, so what's next?
他说现在呀，要让我去跟你说话了。
So now just let me talk to you.
说什么话呢
？So what you say?
现在求你容我们去旷野去吧。
Now please just let us just go to at wilderness.
要从歌山地，我们要走3天的路程。
So we will take like a 3 days journey and to
去到达西乃山去祭祀耶和华我们的神呐。
So we may just sacrifice to the Lord our God.
呀，我们想想这句话对摩西有多困难。
Think about this sentence and how difficult it is for Moses.
他已经离开了埃及王宫40年了。
For Moses, who had already been away from At the Pharaoh's palace for 40 years.
也不知道内心要起怎样的波澜，生出怎样的忧虑来呢
And how many waves of the emotion and worries must have stirred within his heart?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我不知道你要做一个决定以前，你会有怎样的忧虑。
I don't know what kind of worry you might have when you want to make a decision.
你是否愿意效法主的恩典呢？
Are you just willing to just imitate God's grace?
也效法摩西吧。
Also, just imitate Moses.
上帝吩咐他去告诉法老，他就去了。
God just commanded Moses to talk to tell Pharaoh. He did.
有没有困难呢？
Is it hard?
有没有挑战呢？
Any challenge?
一定有挑战。
Of course it is.
有困难有挑战，上帝吩咐就去了。
Even though with the difficulties and a challenge, when God commanded, just go.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
去经历曲折。
To go through trials and a twist.
有的时候我也想不明白。
Sometimes I don't quite understand.
怎么不一次性的告诉法老？
Why didn't God just tell Pharaoh all at once?
神的心意是要让以色列人回到迦南。
That his will was for the Israelites to return to Canaan.
迦南是什么地方呢？
So what kind of place is Canaan?
迦南是430年前以色列人从那里过来的呀。
So Canaan is a place of 130 years ago, and the Israelites just came from there.
而那一块地就是上帝赐给选民的应许之地啊。
And that's a promised land given by God to His chosen people.
什么原因？为什么上帝不一次告诉法老呢？
So what is the reason God did not just tell Pharaoh directly?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers,
那是因为人没有能力领受人能力以外的旨意啊。
It is because human beings cannot grasp a divine plan that exceeds their
understanding. 所以上帝是恩典般的渐进式的启示，说明这个问题。
Therefore, God graciously reveals His will progressively, step by step.
首先，三天的路程。
First, He spoke of a three-day journey.
三天的路程预表着神可见的心意。
This three-day journey symbolizes God's visible purpose.
呀，摩西四十年前曾经走过的路程，对吧？
The very path Moses had walked 40 years earlier.
如今神让他重新来到这里。
God now called him to walk again.
其实神在提醒摩西说，我一直都在陪伴着你啊。
So God just reminded him that he had always been present.
你过往的道路都是我在带领你啊。
So,You, in the past, I'm just always just accompanying with you.
即使是遇见死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害啊。
Even when walking through the valley of the shadow of death, and there was no need to fear evil.
啊，摩西手中的手中的杖，手中的竿，在牧养着群羊，对不对？
The staff and the rod in Moses' hand once guided his flock.
那么，耶和华手中的杖和竿，不也同样着？安慰了上帝的子民，也就是你我吗？
Likewise, the staff and the rod in the hand of the Lord comfort His people.
神的儿子耶稣基督所遇见的最大的威胁是什么？
So, what is the greatest threat and that the Son of God faced?
难道不也正是要三天后从死里复活吗？
Isn't that just the 3 days that He will rise from the dead?
魔鬼撒旦要威胁耶稣基督。
So Satan just wants to threaten.Jesus.
他哪里晓得耶稣基督有一个复活的大能啊？
He didn't realize that Jesus Christ has the power of resurrection.
摩西就宣告了。
Moses declared that.
属神的子民这一生中最大的事情就是要去敬拜神。
Moses declared that the most important calling in the life of God's people is to worship God.
呀，圣经中的诗人也说要向耶和华唱新歌呀。
The psalmist and Bible also said that they sing to the Lord a new song.
圣经说，甚至是凡有气息的，都要赞美耶和华。
And the Bible said that let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
摩西的目的就是要带领以色列人来赞美耶和华呀。
Moses' mission was to lead the Israelites to praise God.
那么，请问你呢？
What about you?
你是否愿意唱歌、击鼓、扬琴赞美耶和华呢？
So.Are you just willing and just to play the heartbeat, the tambourine, and the dance and praise of God?
我们每个人都可以摸摸自己的心。
So ask our heart.
我们碰碰自己的灵。
Just touch our soul.
看看我们是不是属基督的人呢？
And ask ourselves.
如果你是属基督的，你一定有一个不是甘心乐意，乃是意愿，乃是愿意很强的愿意要去赞美耶和华。
If I truly belong to Christ, I have a strong passion and a willingness. I want to just sing the praise to God.
其次是法老的敌视。
Secondly, Pharaoh's hostility.
属神的人要击鼓扬琴，击鼓，鼓瑟扬琴，要击鼓跳舞的赞美他，对吧？
Those who belong to God will just play the harp, beat the tambourine, and dance in praise to God.
那我们来看看属撒旦的呢？
What about the one that belongs to Satan?
看看那些敌基督的呢
？And those antichrist?
那些属世界、属老我的呢
？And those live the world and for the old self?
那当然对赞美神的事情不会感兴趣嘛
？Of course, they would not have interest in praising God.
甚至呢，一定会百般的阻拦的。
And also, even further, they will just do everything they can to oppose it.
对于法老来说。
To Pharaoh.
去敬拜一位他不认识的神，你有什么要紧呢
？So the idea of just going to worship a god he did not know seems meaningless.
难道我的金字塔不更加有价值吗
？He might have thought, aren't my pyramids of far greater value?
难道我们埃及这么多伟光正、伟大光荣、正确的梦想，不更加应该吸引你们的注意力吗？
So aren't those the great and just the wonderful dream of us? And won't that just draw more attention?
难道你没看见法老王那独裁者的魅力吗
？Don't you see the how charm it is? And for the dictators and of Pharaoh.
他可是能够使得人多好办事，集中力量办大事啊
！So isn't it that the many people just working together to accomplish great things?
你们以色列这些来自迦南的小国寡民怎么能够懂呢
？So you people just from those small and insignificant nation of Canaan，
不正是需要我们这些伟大的法老为你们指明方向吗
？Don't you just need our great Pharaoh to show you the right direction？
你们今天有幸来到我们埃及的大国
，So you're fortunate to have come to our mighty nation, Egypt。
你竟然不还快快的三呼万岁吗？
Shouldn't just be shouting, "Just long live the king!"
你怎么能够不去欣赏、羡慕我们强国的风采呢
？How can you not to admire and envy the splendor of our powerful empire?
无论去到哪里，只要有一张、有一个埃及的护照，去到哪里，那都是一个荣耀、权力的象征啊
！So wherever you go, just with the passport of Egypt, and then you just can just.Go without any trouble.
特别是如果在你的护照上盖上我法老王的玉玺，哪一个国家敢不让你走呢
？Especially if on your passport with the stamp of the pharaoh, and how can any nation just block you?
他们正在做一场美梦了。
I think they're just doing this kind of so-called the beautiful dream.
最后是必要施奇事了。
Finally, God will perform miraculous signs.
这些敌基督的法老独裁者们。他们哪里晓得耶和华是谁呀、啊、
？The antichrist pharaoh and the dictator have not understanding that and who God is.
哪里晓得耶和华是创天造地的主啊
？How would they know that God is the creator of heaven and earth?
我们的主耶稣基督是道成肉身，降世为人，舍命十字架，甚至还升天复活的神呐、啊、
！And that our Lord Jesus Christ became flesh, came into the world, gave His life on the cross.And even rose and ascended.
相对于耶稣基督的复活来说呢
？So just compare with the Jesus resurrection.
呀，神在埃及地所行的奇事还真算不得什么。
So what God just did in Egypt was just foretaste of.
但是神都提前告诉摩西了。
God had already just told Moses in advance.
他告诉摩西什么呢？
So what did God just let Moses?
他告诉摩西说，法老一定会百般的拦阻你们的。
God already just warned Moses that Pharaoh would resist in just everything possible way.
因为敌基督就是不想让神的百姓去敬拜他呀。
Because the Antichrist would do everything to prevent God's people from worshiping him.
这几千年来敌基督的手段就这几样东西了。
For thousands of years, the tactics of the Antichrist just the forces has remained the same.
他们搞来搞去就是拆十字架、毁教堂。抓神仆拦阻上帝的儿女去敬拜他，就这几样东西。
So all the taxes they did, that is the tearing down crosses, destroying churches, imprisoning God's servants, and blocking God's children from worship.
求神帮助我们这些属基督、属上帝的儿女，分辨一下我们的内心、我们的归属，我们到底是属谁的呀？
May God just help us to discern who we really belong to.
是属基督的，还是属撒旦的呢？
Whether you belong to Christ or
Satan. 属耶稣的，还是属法老的呢？
Whether you belong to Jesus or Pharaoh.
我们摸摸自己的心灵和诚实嘛。
So just ask ourselves.
看看我们是否愿意和渴慕来敬拜赞美我们的主呢？
Whether you're willing to come and worship God.
如果歌声临到的时候，我们没有一个圣灵的感动和带领，我们要考虑我们的归属是谁的啦。
When the worship songs just comes to you, and you just really need to think.So who you're worshiping?
当然，我记得我刚刚信耶稣的时候，我也是不想去敬拜赞美的。
I remember when I first get to know Jesus, I don't really want to just sing the praise.
甚至我感到很反感。
I even just had this feel kind of against the.
因为从小到大，我们就去歌唱共产党、歌唱毛主席这种敬拜赞美的这种形式，我很反感。
Because since the childhood, we just have to sing all those songs to praise.And the government. So,
所以我刚来到教会的时候，他们唱诗歌，我是不唱的。
Therefore, when I first came to the church, and the church sing the praise song, I don't want to
sing. 他们去祷告，我也是不愿意开张口去祷告的。
And when they pray, I don't want to open my mouth to speak the prayer.
我想起文化大革命的时候，我们要是早请示晚汇报，东方红，大海航行靠舵手。
Because that just reminds me about during the Cultural Revolution, we just have to do all those kind of the similar thing.
后来教会的基要真理、啊、门徒训练、主日学慢慢教导我。
And later, when I just participate the fundamental truth class and also the Sunday school, and I learned,
我内心的反感是反感人像偶像，去向魔鬼撒旦去敬拜、去赞美、去歌颂。
So actually, what I just go against, and that is to worship those so-called idols.
但是如今一切都变了。
However, now everything changed.
我已经是一位属耶稣基督的人了。
I'm the person I belong to Jesus Christ.
我的敬拜赞美是对准真神的。
My worship is facing the true God.
也唯有我们的上帝在配得人对他的一切颂赞的。
Only our Lord is worthy with the people's praise.
我也常常用这样的话来勉励我自己。
I also use this kind of words to encourage myself.
如果我真是渴望赞美他的话，
If I'm really longing to just worship God,
如果我有心灵诚实的心甘情愿去赞美我的主的话，
If I truly just be honestly just want to worship God,
好不好？就让我们用我们一切所能来唱诗赞美他吧，弟兄姐妹。
Then just let us use that everything we can we have to sing praise to God.
没有别的理由，就唯独因为他配得我们的赞美。
There's no other reason. The only reason is because he is worthy.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
人眼前蒙恩。
Finding favor in the eyes of people.
圣经在记载耶稣基督的成长的过程当中。
During in the Bible, it records about Jesus' growth.
圣经有一句话很感动我们的。
And there's a verse really up my heart.
圣经说神和人喜悦他的心一同的增长。
The scripture says he found favor with God and the man.
坦率讲，这也是我们每一个人成长的期待与目标吧。
To be honestly, this is also our expectation and goal.
首先，使你在人前蒙恩。
First, God enables you to find favor in the eyes of people.
这里边的尺度与界限也是很重要。
Here, the boundary and it's very, very important.
如果你去求人的荣耀呢？
If you seek the human praise,
而且在乎人的眼光呢
and also just people's opinion,
那你就是人本主义的堕落了，对吧？
Then that is the fall into the humanism.
但是如果是出于神呢？
But if it comes from God,
使你在人的眼前蒙恩的话呢？
Enabling you to find favor in people's eyes,
那是神本的人的作为啊。
And that is God's work.
Yeah, 在这里神向摩西启示并且宣告说什么呢？
Here God revealed and declared to Moses.
上帝告诉摩西说，我必叫你们在埃及人眼前蒙恩。
God declares, I will make you find favor in the eyes of the Egyptians.
就是说以色列人在埃及人眼前蒙恩是上帝的作为啊。
Meaning, and the Israelites, they just find favor in the eyes of the Egyptians. That is God's work.
不是人的作为啊。
It's not by man.
人也做不到的呀。
Human cannot make it.
在这里边是什么道理呢？
So what is the reason here?
这是我们人际关系当中的最高境界，会不会？
This is the highest level of interpersonal relationship.
如果没有神的心意，我们只是凭己去讨好人，甚至是阿谀奉承去讨人的欢心呢？
Without God's will, trying to please others on your own through flattery or pandering.
其实到头来，最后你会堕落成一个缺品失格的小人。
Ultimately leads to moral failure and personal downfall.
当然，另外一个钟摆运动的，另外一极是怎么样的呢
？So what is the opposite extreme?
比较极端的会是怎么一个表现呢
？So how would that just reveal?
那就是我们常常说的某某人是个刺儿头，对吧
？And that is being pricky.
他哪儿哪儿都不对劲儿。
And just always just difficult to deal with.
总是无法与人。和善相处
Never able to get along with others
总是不能够口出恩言
Always cannot say the gracious words
每次说话都缺乏一个温柔的态度对吧
And always is short of the kind attitude
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters
我相信这可能都是我们生命成长当中所经历的阶段对吧
I think those are just the stages that we experience in our life
最美的人际关系是什么
So what is the most beautiful interpersonal relationship?
记住了，就是神使我在人前蒙恩。
And that is, and when God just causes us to find favor in people's eyes.
其实这应该是我们的祷告，是我们的目标，是我们的祈求，对吧
？In fact, this should be a regular part of our prayers and the petitions.
可能我们心里面都有一个期待的被人喜欢的这么一个期待期望。
Maybe we have an expectation and just being find favor in people's eyes.
但是如果出于人力出于人自己去努力这个呢那你就容易变成小人容易阿谀奉承讨好人对吧
However, if it is from your own effort, you may just try to just flatter someone.
但不排除你可以祷告啊。
Of course, it does not exclude that you cannot pray.
主若愿意谁又拦阻得了呢
If God is willing, who can just hinder that?
其次就是不至于空手而去了。
Secondly,They would not leave empty-handed.
我们发现神不但是使以色列人在埃及人的眼前蒙恩
God not only caused the Israelites to find favor in the eyes of the Egyptians.
而且呢还不至于空手而去
But he also ensured that they would not go away empty-handed.
想想也是了
Just think about it, it's true.
虽然钱财都是身外物
Even though and the fortune are just kind of something that we
但是以色列人在埃及住了四百多年了。
The Israelites they just live in Egypt for over 400 years.
到他们离开的时候，个个都一贫如洗。
So leaving the land would just have been just a bleak scene, and that when they depart, it was nothing.
想想也是一番凄凉的光景啊。
And the situation it's very sad.
现在神要以色列人向埃及人要金器。银器和衣裳好给你们的儿女穿戴
Now God instructed the Israelites to ask the Egyptians for gold, silver and clothing to clothe their children
会不会感觉有点怪怪的
Is this kind of strange?
神要他的选民向埃及人要金银要衣服、啊、
So God just tell the Israelites to ask Egyptians for those kind of things
其实不只要这些东西还有其他的东西这里是简单的概括一下
Actually, not only just gold, silver, and clothing. Here, just kind of the summarize.
等我们到了出埃及记三十五章时候，就看得很清楚了。
When we just go to the Exodus chapter 35, it becomes clear.
因为上帝让神的子民去到旷野，这些东西要从埃及地要来的东西都是起上作用的。
The things they just collected just from the Egyptians actually, and they later they will need it.
以色列人要在旷野当中制作帐幕，对吧？
So the Israelites, they need to use those materials to just build the tabernacle.
呀，还要为祭司做上专门的衣服啊。
And just to make the priest's garments.
那需要做一些，这些东西需要什么样的材料呢
？What kind of material they need?
呀，在三十五章就专门列了这么个表。
So it has a list in Exodus chapter 35.
呀，比如说有金、银、铜，有蓝色、紫色、朱红色的线，还有细麻、山羊毛、染红的公羊皮，还有海狗皮、皂荚木、点灯的油，并做膏油的香和香料，红玛瑙以及别样的宝石，可以镶嵌在以弗陀的胸牌上。
So they require various items like a gold, silver, copper, blue, purple, and a scarlet yarn, fine linen, goat hair, dyed ram skins and seal skins, acacia wood, oil for the lamps, anointing oil and fragrant spices, onyx stones.And other gems to be set in the ephod and breastpiece.
想一想，以色列人向埃及要了不老少东西，对吧
？So look at this, and the Israel just asked from the Egyptian many items.
好，最后是把埃及人的财物夺去。
Finally, they would take the Egyptians' wealth.
呀，这里边是有一些感受上的奇怪了。
Here and there's kind of that strange feeling.
这里边最特别的一个字就是。夺取
One of the most notable word here is plunder.
我看原文中希伯来文这个字其实本身它是一个比较中性的
The original Hebrew is more neutral in meaning.
英文当然翻译用了不少的字了
The English translation and Bible use the different words.
但基本上它就是一个传送啊运输啊差不多就这么一个中性的字
So the meaning and in theOriginal Hebrew meaning like a transfer or transport.
但是中文、英文或者其他的语言用的翻译，在这一个字的选择上是稍稍的强烈一些。
However, in Chinese and English translation, this word is rendered more strongly.
比如说中文就用夺取这个字，对吧
？So in Chinese, use the word meaning like a seize.
英文不是所有，有些是选择用 spoil 这个字。
And in the English, the Bible translation, some version use the word spoil.
我们从上下文来理解他的话呢
So in order to understand this from the context,
意思就是如同在战场上得胜之后掠夺战利品，就这个意思。
That implying the war booty taken after victory on the battlefield.
呀，以色列跟埃及的确是有战争、有打仗这么一个场面了。
And there's really the battles then between the Israel and the Egypt.
但是以色列人没什么打呀。
However, the Israelites they did not fight much.
都是上帝帮他打的呀。
Actually, that is with God's the force.
所以这战利品呢，有一点是上帝白白赐给他的。
Therefore, all those kind of the things they took actually is with God's help.
所以我相信这种翻译从是整个出埃及的场景来理解，他会怎么翻译了。
I believe this translation reflects the overall context of the Exodus.
以色列人进埃及、出埃及，就如同为主打了一场美好的仗一样，是得胜的。
So for the Israelites in and out of the Egypt, it was as if they had fought a righteous battle for the Lord.
我相信神是信实公义而且有怜悯的。
I believe and God is faithful, just and merciful.
以色列人在埃及受尽了蹂躏折磨达四百多年了。
The Israelites had suffered oppression in Egypt for over 400 years.
即使临走前夺走埃及人的金银衣物等物，用来建造帐幕以及行走旷野，其实也算是一件合情合理的事情，你说呢？
And it is reasonable that upon departure, they would take gold, silver, and clothing from the Egyptians to build a tabernacle and sustain themselves in the wilderness. This act just
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
呀，神对法老的要求其实不高的。
So God's demand from Pharaoh was not high.
就是一句话 ，Let my people go， 让我的子民走啊。
He simply asked Pharaoh to let his people go.
无论从哪个角度看，这都是神的权柄以及情理之中的事情啊。
From any perspective, this was entirely just within God's authority and entirely reasonable.
然而，不认识神的法老，却有与神为敌的这种认知嘛
？And of course, Pharaoh, who did not know God.Perceived himself as an enemy of God.
他们甚至认为神的子民必须听命于他们。
They even believe that God's people must obey them.
你想敬拜你们的上帝吗
？So you want to worship your God?
那就必须加入我们的三自了。
Then you must just join our system.
三自是被共产党驾驭、统治、 和牢笼捆绑的一个机构了。
And a series of church, and that is just and controlled just by the government.
在本质上就是你必须听命于敌基督的权柄了。
In essence, you just have to submit to the authority of the Antichrist power.
想一想，撒旦的三板斧仿佛从来没有改变。
Satan's tactics have never seemed like this that changed.
无非就是想抢夺上帝的荣耀与权柄了。
And it's to seize God's authority.
甚至他想吞吃神的百姓。
And to devour God's people.
我们去祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
你是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
You're the God of the Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob.
你实实在在是眷顾了我们呐。
You just truly just care about us.
你也看见埃及人是怎么蹂躏欺负我们的。
And you see how the Egyptians.
你也看见敌基督是怎样去拆教堂、拆十架、毁教堂、抓捕神的仆人。
And you also saw that how the Antichrist just the destroy and the church, the cross, and that also kept arrest the God's servant.
也正如今天北京的西安教会30多个传道人牧者。被抓了起来，金明日牧师也在其中啊。
Just as the 30-some, just the pastor and minister in the Beijing Church of the Xi'an Church, and also including the pastor 金明日。
主啊，求你用你权柄的手去吩咐埃及人，放你的子民离开埃及。
Lord, may you just with your almighty power and your hands, and just to release your people.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们愿意一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and the praise be yours.
是你要你的子民离开埃及。
It is you. You just want to let your people go.
啊，属于撒旦的法老王必要放人的。
So, and the Pharaoh belongs to Satan for sure. He has to release that your people.
谢谢恩主听祷告。
Thank you, Lord. Listen for our prayer.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.